Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's webinar. My name is Zephin. I'm here from Baxter Media. We're going to have our cameras off in this presentation, just so you're aware. Thank you so much for joining us to learn about the Propel Student Work Placement Program. I'd like to introduce our presenters today, Joe Baker and Luazi Sabanda, who are on the Propel team at Tourism HR Canada. So thank you so much, Joe and Luazi, for being here. And I'm going to hand things over to Luazi.
Thank you, Zephin. Welcome, everybody, to this webcast. My name is Luazi Sabanda, and I'll be co-presenting this webcast with my colleague, Joe Baker, followed by Q&A at the end, moderated by Zephin. Now, while this event is virtual, we'd like to acknowledge that across Canada, we are meeting on lands that have been inhabited by Indigenous people from the beginning. Tourism HR Canada acknowledges that our office is on the unceded, unsurrendered territory of the Anishinaabe Algonquian Nation, whose presence here reaches back to time immemorial. Tourism HR Canada recognizes the Algonquians as the customary keepers and defenders of the Ottawa River watershed and its tributaries. We honor their long history of welcoming many nations to this beautiful territory and uphold and uplift the voice and the values of our host nation. We invite all attendees to join us in meaningfully and thoughtfully acknowledging the oppression of lands, cultures, and the original peoples in what we now know as Canada, and to consider how we can each move forward in a spirit of reconciliation and collaboration. Now, today's agenda, just a point of note, Zeph did go through and let you know that there are going to be a lot of terms that we're going to cover today. We'd just like to reassure you that those resources will be provided to you during this webcast, and essentially as well, the recording of this will be provided to you by mail. You can use this as a reference or to share with other colleagues. Now, today we're going to start with an introduction to Propel with a short video, after which my colleague Joey is going to then go through what work integrated learning is, or more commonly known as WIL. He's also going to go through how you can participate as a student, PSI, post-secondary institution, and as an employer. Next, we're then going to go through Outcome Campus Connect platform, in which you're going to see how you can post a WIL opportunity and apply for a wage subsidy. And then we'll just go through the eligibility criteria, at which point we'll then come back and close off with a short Q&A. So to get started, let's watch the video.
The Propel Student Work Placement Program supports the growth of a vibrant and skilled tourism sector by connecting students in any discipline with tourism employers for paid hands-on learning opportunities. It is powered by Tourism HR Canada and funded by the Government of Canada. Propel creates a direct link between post-secondary students who are looking to enhance their workplace skills through work-integrated learning opportunities, and employers who can provide valuable experience while also showcasing a multitude of career pathways in the industry. Students will get paid hands-on learning and mentoring with special consideration for underrepresented groups, and they will have opportunities to develop the work-ready skills required to secure meaningful employment in the tourism sector upon graduation. Employers will acquire much-needed early talent interested in working in the industry and will be provided with a generous wage subsidy for each student hired through the program. Post-secondary institutions will be the bridge, complementing existing work-integrated learning programming and connecting students with hundreds of workplace opportunities across Canada. Propel is open to domestic students enrolled at recognized post-secondary institutions and registered Canadian businesses, startups, and not-for-profits related to the tourism sector. There has never been a better time to explore work-integrated learning, and there have never been greater opportunities for new talent. Apply now for fall, winter, and summer semesters. Visit propelcareers.ca to get started today.
Thank you for that. So right now, I will call my colleague Joe Baker, who will then walk you through work-integrated learning. Over to you, Joe.
Thank you, Luwazi. Hello, everybody. We're very excited to have you today. Thank you for the opportunity to allow us to discuss Propel. We want to start this presentation with a little bit of level setting. You will hear throughout the presentation today us refer to the terminology that is work integrated learning or WIL. And so we wanted to have a place for you to learn about that if that is something that you want to look into further. We won't go word for word into this definition, but resources are key. So this is a working definition of work integrated learning from Cooperative Education and Work Integrated Learning Canada, or CWIL. They are a partner organization with us on the promotion of Propel, a national nonprofit that works on creating meaningful work integrated learning experiences and sourcing resources, tools, and funds, and that sort of thing. The key here with work integrated learning is that work integrated learning is a true partnership. It is a partnership between students, academic institutions, and employers. And it is the extension of the learning experience from those academic institutions into the workplace settings. Work integrated learning is about post-secondary students learning while they work. So it isn't just necessarily about hiring a student and giving them things to do. It is especially about hiring a student and creating a meaningful work integrated learning experience with coaching and guidance and support so that they learn on the job that enhances their academic program. Technically speaking, CWIL in its research has created a framework that identifies 9 different types of work integrated learning. Again, we won't go into too much detail about them. We do want to highlight a few of the key types of work integrated learning that we see most frequently, either in students who are studying tourism and hospitality related programs, or those studying different types of programs but interested in work integrated learning experiences in tourism and hospitality employment settings. So cooperative education, also known as co-op, they tend to be the longest placements, and even pre-student work placement program subsidies tended to be paid. You might see terms like internship or field placement or work experience. And when Luwazi comes back on and takes you through a step-by-step guide to posting work integrated learning opportunities and applying for wage subsidies, you will need to keep some of these terms in mind, as within our system, when you are posting a work integrated learning opportunity, you do need to identify which type of work integrated learning opportunity is best for you. And we tend to recommend that you stick with co-op because the number of students enrolled in co-op programs across this country, it's the highest group of work integrated learning students, which means typically speaking, you get the largest applicant pool. So just hang on to these terms and you'll need to reference them a little bit later on in this presentation. So the student work placement program is a program that's been around for many years in different names and iterations. It is a program that is funded by ESDC, Employment Social Development Canada, a branch of our federal government. And the student work placement program provides wage subsidies directly to employers to hire post-secondary students on paid work experiences related to their field of study. And the student work placement program is delivered across this country from coast to coast to coast in many different delivery agents. Tourism HR Canada is one of them, but there are many other delivery partners. And typically speaking, these are divided by industry sectors, although not exclusively. Sometimes it is our regional. But Propel, which is the brand that we have given Tourism HR Canada's student work placement program, is the only student work placement program and wage subsidies available to support Canada's tourism and hospitality industry. And it's something that we at Tourism HR Canada have worked very hard at over the last number of years to secure this funding from the federal government and to keep it available to our employer partners. And so if you are looking at all of this, trying to figure out what it all means, Propel is the name, it's the brand we've given our student work placement program, which is funded by the federal government. And you'll see at the bottom of that slide right there, propelcareers.ca. That is our website and a really great source for updated information, tools, resources, anything you're going to need along your Propel journey. So you heard at the beginning of the presentation when talking about WILL that I shared that WILL is a true partnership between academic institutions, students, and employers. So there are a few key takeaways here. If you are an academic institution, a post-secondary institution, we ask that you please share Propel information. We would like you to share it with your students, and we would like you to share it with your employers. Why? Because if your students need to complete some component of work integrated learning, then if they're looking at the Propel portal, they are looking at placements that are 100% paid, which isn't always typical and isn't always possible in our sector across the country. So Propel is a paid opportunity for students. So please direct students to our portal. We also recognize that academic institutions across this country work very hard to develop partnerships with employers in their local region. So if your employer partners aren't explicitly aware of Tourism HR Canada or Propel, we also ask that you please direct those partners to our portal, to Propel. Again, why? So that they can access funding to ultimately pay those students for that work integrated learning experience. From a student perspective, we ask that students apply for a WILL opportunity. You will note, as Loazi walks you through our portal, we don't talk about WILL in the portal. It talks about jobs, so it is applying for a job opportunity, just as employers are posting a job opportunity. We use the term WILL because this is entirely meant to be a simulation of the job search process for the students. So we want it to look and feel just like a job, and the Outcome Campus Connect platform on which Propel is built is also a job platform. So students need to apply for those work integrated learning opportunities in there. At some stage in the process, we do need those students to provide proof of enrollment and proof that the program has some component of work integrated learning in it. We will talk about the eligibility criteria today, and that is one of them. Students can get that information from their college or their university, but they do need to give that to their employer so the employer can upload it in our system so we can adjudicate applications. And then students, just like all of the other courses that you're taking, we need you to get all the way through. Complete the placement with your employer. Give your employer the opportunity to show you what a career in the tourism sector is all about. And employers, we're very excited to see such a large number of employers with us today. Thank you very much for your time. We know how precious it is. We want you to post a work integrated learning opportunity similar to what I just referenced with the students. You will see in our portal, it says post a job. That's what we are using for work integrated learning. Put as much details you possibly can in that posting. Believe it or not, the students who are looking for those work integrated learning opportunities are quite selective about what they're going to do. So the more detail you can put into that posting that talks about the experience, the better. We do need you to apply for wage subsidy. Loazi will talk you through that process. You can post a work integrated learning opportunity in our portal. You can apply for a wage subsidy in our portal, or you could do them both at the same time. You could do them one before the other. It doesn't matter. It's pretty flexible. And then we do need you to ultimately hire a student. Think of Tourism HR Canada and Propel as matchmakers. We promote the programs to employers, to students, to post-secondary institutions. The students go in, create profiles. The employers go in and post opportunities. The students find what they're looking for and they apply. The rest is up to you. And in the same way that you would hire any employee, you know, pick a few students to interview before you make your decision. But at the end of the day, this is you hiring them within your business. And so this is a landing page of the Propel portal. I will invite my colleague Loazi to come back. He is going to take you through a step-by-step guide to applying for wage subsidies, posting opportunities, everything you're going to need to know about the portal. And then on the other side of that presentation, I will talk you through the standards that ESDC has set for eligibility criteria so you can understand how to ensure that you and your student are eligible for this wage subsidy program. And with that, we'll bring Lawazi back.
Thank you, Joe. Now, just to kind of recap what Joe did mention, because he did go through quite a number of things. This is the landing page for Propel. As you can see at the bottom of the slide, there is an email, a link to it. Once you get there, it's similar in a way how you would apply for a job. You'd create your profile, you'd upload your resume, and you'd post, you'd look for work integrated learning opportunities as a student. As an employer, you would make sure these opportunities are posted and you would apply for a wage subsidy. So to start off with, we're going to look at two things, posting a will opportunity and applying for a wage subsidy. Now, as an employer, if you've hired a student, we could just skip to the next point, which is apply for a wage subsidy. As an employer who hasn't yet hired, hasn't yet gone to post a will opportunity, you can use this platform. If, as an employer, you haven't hired a student, but you've used other platforms, you can also use this one as well. So what does this look like? To start off with, you'd be asked to select what type of opportunity that you're going to be looking at. As Joe did mention, that according to Seawell, there are 9 different types, and he did go through 4 main ones, which was cooperative education, field placement, internship, and work experience. For the sake of this presentation, we would highly recommend cooperative education as it has the largest talent pool. Once you've hit your selection, you would then click next. It will ask you what types of programs you're looking for. As most of you are in the tourism sector or employers in the tourism sector, you would then click the subject, you then click tourism. In this particular case, it will be culinary tourism. However, as a tourism employee, if you are looking for students who are doing HR, for instance, or finance, digital marketing, all these other courses, you can then select those courses. It will expand the talent pool that you're looking for. And you get a lot more range with the number of students that you'll be able to reach. Once you've selected that, you can then select your province. Now, some employers would be comfortable selecting the province that they're currently in. We are currently in summer. So a lot of students are looking for experiences outside their province. So please just keep this in mind. Once you've made your selection, you would click next. You would then be asked to talk about the type of opportunity that you're looking at. So you ask me to talk about yourself, your company. And here we also recommend that you leave a link for your website. You will also then be asked to talk about the placement itself. For example, how much does it pay? When does it start? When does it end? These are all details that are definitely important when students are actually looking at this opportunity. You would then be asked to talk about the opportunity itself. Once you've done that, in order to qualify for a wage subsidy, you would need to select Tourism HR Canada. Once you've done that, you will come to a summary page. On this summary page, everything that you've entered thus far will be here. Once you're satisfied with all the information that you've entered, you would then click submit. At that point, you would then have successfully completed posting a will opportunity. So on to applying for a wage subsidy. What does this process look like? Now, to start off with, you would go onto the Propel landing page and submit an application. Once we receive the application, we would then review it. And once we've reviewed it and found that you meet the criteria that we need, we would then provide you as an employer the agreement. Now, please note, the agreement also comes with a link to a supporting documents guide. In a summary, the supporting documents guide is a checklist going through all the documents that we require. Now, during the course of this placement, or during the time the placement is going on, you can then update your application if there are documents that you need to provide us with. Once the placement has been completed, you would then provide us all those documents specified in the supporting documents guide. We would receive them, review them, and then we'll provide you the wage subsidy. So then the question is, what does this look like on the website? Well, to start off with, you'd then be asked to select the term. Currently, we do have summer 2025 open. So once you selected the term, you click next. You then be asked to talk. You then ask to talk a bit about your organization. Again, if you can, please leave your link for the website. In addition, you will also be asked to select the type of you will also be asked to type what kind of will opportunity that you're looking for. You will click cooperative education. Once you've done that, you will then be asked if you've hired a student. Now, this is very important. As an employer, if you haven't hired a student, it's okay. You would then click next. You'll select no and then click next. As an employer, if you've hired a student, you would then be brought to a different page. Now, on that page, there's information that is mandatory that you need to complete. Some of the information includes the year of birth of the student, which school they attend, where they're located. In addition, you also need to provide us the student's school email address. This is a mandatory feature now. So once you've done that and you've completed all the information there, you would click next. Now you come to a page where it will ask you to upload documents. As this is the first time that you're actually navigating this platform, you won't actually have any documents to give us or to provide to us. At any later time, you can then come back and upload the documents here. But for the sake of going through this for the first time, you would click next. You come to a summary page. On the summary page, you will then review all the information you've entered. Once you're satisfied with that information, you will then click submit. And you'd successfully have completed applying for wage subsidy. So, now to the crux of the matter. Who qualifies? I'll ask my colleague Joe to come back and walk you through those criteria. Over to you, Joe.
Thanks so much, Loazi. Great overview of the portal. So as referenced, Propel and the Student Workplacement Program broadly are funded by ESDC, and as such, ESDC determines the eligibility criteria. So these eligibility criteria are for the purposes of every Student Workplacement Program delivery partner. We don't have the capacity to influence or change them. Our role is to promote them to you and then adjudicate applications against these eligibility criteria. So from a student perspective, the students who are eligible to receive Student Workplacement Program funding are domestic students only, and those are classified as Canadian permanent residents or citizens. What that means for the moment is, unfortunately, international students are not eligible for these wage subsidies. We hope that can change in the future, but for now, this program is only made available for domestic students. Those students need to be registered at a recognized Canadian post-secondary institution in a program that includes a work placement. Recognized Canadian post-secondary institutions are essentially governed by the provinces, or at least the list of them is governed by the provinces. What that typically means is the publicly funded colleges across the country, the universities across the country, and in Quebec specifically, the Cégep system at the professional diploma level and above. What that typically means that private career colleges are usually not eligible for this type of funding. So just from a student perspective or from an employer perspective, helping a student try to stick to what are classified as recognized Canadian post-secondary institutions. The program has to have some kind of work integrated learning component in it. You heard us describe what work integrated learning is, talk about some of the different types of work integrated learning. And again, you saw Loazi in the portal there, you're needing to identify which type of work integrated learning you're posting for. So the student needs to have that in their program. And what that typically means is it is either very clearly identified in their program. So it says, you know, the second semester of your program, you're on work integrated learning, or a field placement or a co-op or internship or anything like that. Or those students require 1,000 hours of work experience before they graduate. Any of those are work integrated learning. And actually on our website, on propelcareers.ca, we have a template. If the student has a difficult time providing proof that they are completing work integrated learning, even a letter from somebody at their academic institution is sufficient that just says, yes, this student would greatly benefit from work integrated learning. From an employer perspective, employers can be registered Canadian businesses, startups, and not-for-profits related to the tourism and hospitality sector, and or related to a tourism and hospitality job function. So you heard Lawazi talk about, yes, we would like you to go out and hire students who are studying tourism and hospitality programs, but that's not always possible. And yes, if you yourself are a tourism and hospitality industry employer, then you are eligible. But what we sometimes see is tourism and hospitality employers hiring students that studied any different type of field of study, which is absolutely fine. So you could hire a business student or an engineering student or a design student, anything like that. And if you, your business yourself, you're not directly into the tourism and hospitality industry, you can be eligible for funding if the position that you're hiring for is related to the tourism and hospitality industry. So maybe you are a financial institution and you have an event planning department, or you're a law firm, or you're a nonprofit and you're not actually in the tourism and hospitality industry, but you want to hire a student to help you run your events or festivals or catering, that makes you eligible for those wage subsidies too. So certainly lots of opportunities to secure these wage subsidies. We will share an email address at the end of this presentation. We'll have an opportunity to do Q&A, but if you need any clarifications about whether you qualify, you can always send us a direct email about your specific case. And just before we get to that Q&A, we wanted to just take one more moment to show you a video. We've been doing Propel for a few years now, and we have seen employers hire some pretty wonderful students and had those students having some really transformational experiences in the workplace. We know that we just hit you with a lot of information, a lot of detail. We do not want to skip over the fact that these are really meaningful experiences for both the students and the employers. The magic of work integrated learning is when that student really discovers their passion on the job and when that employer really starts to develop that early talent pipeline by igniting that passion. So we wanted to just share a success video of one of our many employers who have taken advantage of this program and hired one of our many students. We'll give you this for a couple of minutes to enjoy, and then Lawazi and I, along with Zephan, will meet you for a Q&A on the other side. So enjoy this video of a success story.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm the marketing specialist and content creator at Secret City in Toronto, Canada. Last semester and last year, we brought on a digital marketing intern with the Propel Student Work Placement Program. Work integrated learning allows students to gain hands-on experience in the field and apply what they are learning in the classroom to real situations in the workplace. Toronto moves fast, and so do we when developing campaign strategies, establishing demographics, and executing the creative vision of a social media campaign. Actively working in the industry gives students present-day insight into what works and what doesn't work in the ever-changing and competitive market of immersive entertainment. The job is exciting, and honestly, I would have been a kid in a candy store if I had an internship opportunity like this one when I was in school. Giving students an opportunity to work for Secret City and seeing their growth as professionals from when they walk in the door on their first day to when they walk out the door on their last is nothing short of magic. You can get so caught up in trying to market and sell something that you can forget just how much fun the job is, and that ultimately you're selling fun. You're selling adventure. Having someone eager to learn and excited about the job is infectious and elevates the overall workplace mood. The students who have applied to Secret City are all so talented and qualified. So I guess a tip would be to choose who you feel would work best with your team. Don't be afraid to work with students because they have fewer years of experience. because mentoring them and watching them grow into professionals is a wonderful thing. There's never a dull moment in tourism. You will learn various skills with one common goal: to inspire and bring people together in fun and unique places. You will be a part of what makes an experience unforgettable for someone, and the things you'll learn along the way will be invaluable to your career.
A pretty inspiring wrap-up. That's really what it's all about and what we hope we can help you create. So at this stage, I'll bring the whole crew back on, and we will do our best to answer your questions. Stefan, Lawazi, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks. Let's dive into the questions here. I know there is one in the Q&A section here that I just wanted to address. And I believe that this may have been addressed in the session, but maybe, Joe, if you want to just double check. So I'd like to know if this has to be a paid employee position with the tax deductions on our payroll, or if this can be a project-based expense. Just, yeah, Joe, if you could speak to that, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. The people that you bring into your organization do need to be hired as employees. They can't be hired as independent contractors. That is an ESDC requirement. We do understand, though, that the nature of these opportunities is that they are short in duration. So they can certainly be on an employment contract, but you can't hire them as a contractor yet.
Okay, great. And then hiring more than one student, I believe that's a yes.
That is correct. And,
yeah. Okay, great. I don't think that there are any questions that we haven't answered in the course of this. In terms of resources for DMOs to give to partners, is that something you could touch on?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you go to propelcareers.ca, there are all kinds of tools and resources. So sometimes what we find is DMOs and other organizations need practical things like a step-by-step guidance as to how to apply for wage subsidies. We have video tutorials. We have PDF documents. Sometimes we also find that they need promotional material, like how can we get links to these success videos or just a general video about Propel. So all that is on the website at propelcareers.ca. But specifically, if there are details that you need, you can always email us, propel@tourismhr.ca. And Lawazi and I, over the years, have done lots of custom information sessions. So if you are a DMO and you think that there are a group of people within, you know, your constituency that you would like this information shared to, we can also talk to you about dialing up something specific for you. Anything else you want to add, Lawazi, resources that are available?
I think you pretty much covered everything. If you need any additional information that you couldn't find on our website, please don't hesitate to email us at propel@tourismhr.ca. The team will be more than willing to help you with those resources.
A couple more questions coming through in the chat here that I just want to address. So what are the Propel subsidies for the employee? If we have already hired a student for the summer without Propel, can we retrospectively apply? And does the student have to be registered with Propel and come through the program?
I think I'll let Lawazi answer that one.
Okay. So part one of the question, I think, was if we've hired a student for the summer without Propel, can we retrospectively apply? Now, just to bear in mind, we work based on a fiscal year. So essentially, our year started on April 1st, and it goes till March 31st of the next year. Now, if you've already hired a student, you can apply. That student doesn't need to have the posting doesn't need to have come from the platform magnet. If you can hire separately aside from that platform, we will take a look at your application. So please apply.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lawazi. Yeah, and then another question, what are the minimum and maximum lengths of placement times for the employer?
I'll take this one, if you don't mind. So yeah. The minimum is 20 hours per week for a minimum of 4 weeks. Now, at this current time, there is no maximum. We do realize, based on the post-secondary institution, some work integrated learning opportunities can go for maybe 4 months or even 8 months. However, this in order for us to, in our adjudication process, it needs to be written by the school as to how far the particular work integrated learning opportunity takes place for. Because like I said, post-secondary institutions are different across Canada. They have different mandates. It could be for 4 months, it could be, or a full term, or it could be for 2 terms, which is 8 months. So just, if you have those specifics, then it would definitely help us with your application.
Awesome. Thanks, Lozzie. And what percent of the employee's salary does Propel cover?
So it takes 50% of the gross total. 50% up to a maximum of 5,000. And for equity-deserving groups, it is 70% up to a maximum of 7,000.
Okay, great. Another question, if the place of work is remote, does Propel cover other costs for the students, i.e. housing, or is it just the salary?
It's just the salary, I guess, with the caveat that what we have experienced before is, so as Lawazi just referenced, by and large, we're supporting wage subsidies of 50% to a maximum of $5,000, or in the case where the student self-identifies as an equity-deserving group, that goes up to 70% to a maximum of $7,000. While we can't specifically provide additional funding for housing, what we have seen is some employers will increase the hourly rate. So let's say you're typically paying a student, I don't know, I'm just going to make up a number, $20 an hour, but you know, because you're going to be getting 50 or 70% of that back, you could bump that up to $30 an hour and say, we're giving you $10 an hour contributing to your housing. So that's what we have seen, but otherwise ESTC only allows wages to be paid through the wage subsidy, no additional expenses at this point.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again, Joe and Lawazi. And it looks like that's all the questions. Any kind of final words, Joe, Lawazi, before we wrap up here?
Just a big thanks to everybody. We know we've taken a lot of your time. We recognize that Propel and the Student Work Placement Program is certainly important. It is important on a larger scale because the more of this we do, the more we remind our federal government how important the tourism sector is to our communities and our economy. Our goal, Lawazi and I and the rest of the team at Tourism HR Canada, is to get as much of this money as we can from the federal government and give it out. So please stick with it. We know that it can be technical sometimes and it requires administration. You have a whole team of people at the Tourism HR offices and beyond here to support you and help you. We want you to take advantage of this as an employer. We want students to have incredible life-altering experiences in the workplace setting and really know that they want to build their career in the tourism sector. So we know that we're sort of doing this one student and one experience at a time, but the work that's happening here is a true reflection of the power of the tourism sector, both as an employer and as an economic driver of this country. So thank you for everything that you do. We are often made up of small, medium enterprises. More than 200,000 businesses make up the 2 million workers in this tourism sector across this country. And building early talent strategies is a really important approach for us. So we are here to help, and we are grateful for everything that you do. And I'll let Lawazi say a couple of final words as well.
Just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to echo the same sentiment as Joe. Thank you very much for being with us. We do realize that this is a lot of information. Joe did touch on the point of human capital and the essence of growing that. This is why this program was developed. We do realize there is a need to grow the human talent in Canada, and Canada has the potential for that. So with programs like these, with this, it is a distinct message that we are eager and we want to accomplish this. So we thank you for hearing us out. We thank you for taking time. Please don't hesitate to reference this once you receive the recording, and also share with your colleagues. Thank you, and have a great rest of your week.